saw on my YouTube, it popped up and I was interested. It was just a 1 minute video. And so I just was like, all right. So I had to check it out. Jim Carrey gave his take on what happened between Will Smith and Chris Rock. And, you know, I thought, okay, this is interesting because Jim Carrey, former comedian and, of course, big time actor, he said that what Will Smith, of course, was wrong. He blamed the Academy, blamed everybody in the audience. Blamed all of Hollywood, and then he said, look, Chris doesn't want the hassle, so that's why he's not going through with the lawsuit. But if it was me, I'd be suing Will Smith for $230 million. He said because that video is ubiquitous. It will be played forever. And he said Chris didn't ask for that, and so I would be suing him for $230 million.
He wants a piece. Well,
I know you're the other side of that coin is Chris Rock is going to make a fortune off of this because his bookings are sky high.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
He also wasn't too fond of the standing ovation that they gave him. He thought that was... You shouldn't be recognizing that kind of behavior with something like that.
Oh, yeah. He called Hollywood spineless for what they did. Yep.
Yeah, but Jim Carrey, by really the way. Got me, the one that really got me, let me find it here because I was going to talk about it. What's his face? Oh, Alec Baldwin weighed in on this one.
Alec Baldwin?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm afraid to ask, but I will. Do you have a comment?
I'm looking to see here. I got to find it. It's a pretty big story, actually. Here it is.
Really?
Quote, I'm not reading much about how or even if the producers attended to Chris. But Baldwin said, I am sorry the Oscars turned into a Jerry Springer show.
Well, there's Alec.
I love
right.
Chris Rock. I don't think he would have made the joke had he had known Jada recently. Went through her problems and all that stuff. No. Violence isn't okay. Says
Alec.
Baldwin.
Alec says that, huh?
Well, I thought maybe Alec was going to say Smith didn't hit him, just like Alec said he didn't fire the gun.
Yeah. Oh boy!
Hollywood at its best.
Well,
the worst,
and it was even before the gun incident. I mean, Alec had incidents where he was beating up people, yeah. Right? Yeah, especially paparazzi.
People followed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, that's great. Well, now I can go about my day knowing what Alec Baldwin's take on this whole thing is. Thanks, Art.
Hey, welcome. No problem. Anytime.
You just think that he would just lay low.
And... Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right. You gotta stay out of it.
Who in the press said, let's go get Alec Baldwin's take? I want to know his opinion on this. I'd love to know what editor said that.
You know?
And maybe that probably happened.
Well, yeah. Maybe it's not that Alec spoke out. Somebody asked him.
Yes.
He was among a group of people who spoke out.
He didn't have to answer if somebody asked him.
Right. There's still people wondering if the whole thing was staged. I don't know.
If that comes out, then both their careers are really in trouble. Yeah. If that comes out, all this.
If it was staged, it should have been evident from the get-go.
Right.
Where they would have said, you know, joke, ha, 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 just having some fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gone too far now to be a staged event.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be a strange twist? That maybe it was supposed to be staged, but it got out of hand. And they couldn't walk it back, so now they got to own it.
Maybe
they're secretly exchanging messages. Wasn't the best thing we ever did, but your book sales up and my ticket sales are up, so I guess we're okay. Shh, don't say anything now.
I kind of thought Chris turned his face like they do when they do Hollywood, the old Western stuff, where they throw a punch and he looked like he was hitting a guy and he's actually fading away from it.
No, I'll tell you, the only reason why I knew, like watching it live, was that Chris was wearing a microphone and you heard the... when you heard that, that's when I looked at... Will just hit him. I was a little surprised by that. Okay, greatly surprised by
it. The question is how hard was the blow? I made the noise, but...
So here's the bigger question. with all happening in the world, why is this such a big story?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I got tired of watching it last night. Every show I watched, they were covering this thing.
Show to slap.
And here we are covering it ourselves. Well,
probably because
the slap heard around the world.
Probably because it's easier to talk about and easier to deal with than other things that are in the world. You know,
it's a distraction.
We love talking about
it's a distraction.
It's distraction, and it's just a little escapism. I think I said that the other day. I said, yeah, obviously this does not compare to what's happening, you know, in our country or Ukraine and stuff like that. But I think people, once in a while, they just they need a little escapism.
You know, well, I don't believe it was, but I would not be surprised if it had been staged. Not at all. Not in Hollywood.
Play your X-Files music.
Well,
take me a moment. Well, sorry.
The only other thing I got to say is, do you remember recently when we featured the World Slap Face Championship?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Will Smith, he's got a chance.
He does. He does.
He could stand right up there and take it, yeah.
I think he should participate. Well, that's a good point. Maybe Chris has a chance, too, because he showed he could take it. Not only do you have to give it, you got to be able to take it.
Right.
Maybe they could, I don't know if they'd do tag team.
Tag team, there you go.
Chris takes the slap and Will delivers it.
Remember, Will played Muhammad Ali. About 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He knows how to throw a punch, obviously.
It's a good thing he didn't use a closed fist then, eh? It's a good thing it was a slap and not a fist.
Yeah.